Youth justice is one area that is hotly debated by government and policymakers.
But what does justice look like from the other side?
Ontario can benefit from our wisdom.
When was the last time you watched the news and saw a youth from a Jane Finch area receive an award or even being recognized for a positive deed that they completed in their community? I asked myself, if that was supposed to happen, where would it be placed on the news? How long would it last? So why is the most important thing the least important thing on the news? But one of our peers gets shot, stabbed, or even killed, it headlines the news and lasts 1 week in the newspaper. I can count how much time I was on TV, but I cannot count how much of my peers, friends, or even relatives headline the news and last 1 week in the newspaper.
There are, like, you know, the top 10 areas. If you have youth who are from that area, and Brittany can start, you know, back me up with this one, and you end up being there, and it's a case where, one, you're in care, two, your mother and your father might have already done something stupid, and that's the reason why you're in care, there's a high possibility that judge isn't going to look at you and go, no, you know what, You know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, but you're a good apple. You're not rotten yet. I doubt that's going to happen. So it's a case where you have the two extremes and nothing's really happening in the middle.
No, bottom line, you don't want to be treated.
It's the culture, not people.
I mean, the thing is, in reality, is we don't want to be treated based off the way we look and our skin color, but
the reality is that's what's going to happen.
That's what happens. So it's like you got to be one step ahead of the game.
So how do you escape the crime trap? Desiree tells us about this experience in this next clip.
I'm having the perspective of living in a third world country and eventually migrating to a first world country. I can suddenly see that there are some cultural differences. I think they're missing that positive reinforcement of seeing people that they could identify with in positions of authority. It's one thing to tell a kid that he could be whatever he wants to be, but if he can't see anyone in those positions that he can identify with, it's certainly a challenge actually believing it. With immigrants, there's less, economically there's less money to go around, and you have kids that don't have an outlet. They don't get to participate in sports probably because the parents can't afford it, and they're left with a lot of idle time. And most of these kids don't know any better to get what they need but to turn to crime and what they see in their community. You know, you have kids growing up watching people doing, you know, in and out of jail. They're most likely going to identify with that and think that's their only outlet. And I think we need to look beyond what's immediately around us. And I think with the social programs available and the positive black people and people of color that are doing positive things, I think we could all look to those role models beyond what's in our immediate environment to move forward. I think at this point, with some of the social programs that allow ex-offenders to get back into the working community, the training available, there's certainly an opportunity for them to move forward and live productive lives as productive citizens. It's clear that percentage-wise, I don't think people of color are represented in some of those positions. With that being said, I think, growing up, I think I've seen a certain change and a shift towards more people of color being in those positions. So it's not something that will change overnight. I think as we invest more into our younger people, they're naturally going to have opportunities to get into those positions. So although it's not an equal playing field right now and they're not equally represented, I certainly see a move towards getting them educated and we're moving in the right direction.